This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Compared to the rest of the nation, Alabama ranks near the bottom on key health indicators, from obesity to high blood pressure. A new initiative launching today aims to significantly improve Alabama's health standing over the next decade. The Live Health Smart Alabama Project won the inaugural UAB Grand Challenge competition this year. That means $2.7 million in funds from the university over 3 years. UAB professor Mona Fouad leads the team. She tells me instead of focusing on individual behavior, they're trying to change policies along with the systems and environments around us.
Policies really make a big difference. The United States did not improve in smoking rates. Still, no more advertisement in television, increasing tax on cigarette smoking. So policy is going to be important. The other thing is systems. People want to be healthy. But if I'm in a work environment that they don't care about wellness, they don't give me time to exercise, I don't have access to healthy food in my cafeteria, that's the system. Then the environment. We have a lot of communities and neighborhoods that we call them disadvantaged or deprived communities. There is no access to healthy food, or there is no good sidewalks that I can walk, no lights, there is no parks. That's the built environment.
So the key shift in your mind was not just saying, hey, you should go exercise, but doing the things around the people. That's what might move the needle, as it were.
Move the needle. But this is a challenge. It's not easy to change policies, but it could happen.
You have these demonstration zones. Several areas of Birmingham, the Woodlawn, Kingston, the Inslee, Bush Hills, and also the East Lake neighborhood. What specifically will we see on the ground there?
We actually, is not what we want, it's what the community wants. So for Kingston, for example, we met with the residents there. There is no marking for crossing in the streets, you know, like it's very dangerous for the kids to cross to get to the school. So we're going to do that. There are some sidewalks that they are broken. We're going to fix that. And then we looked at a route, like a corridor that can link the community together, because we're thinking eventually, like in a year or less, to put like a grocery store next to the fire station. That's where everybody goes. So we're actually doing a corridor that is going to be an easy walking area to people from one place to the other.
Looking at some of the recommendations, increasing the cigarette tax, adding bike lanes, that's not something you can do unilaterally. How confident are you that you'll be able to make these changes, given that it's not under your power?
But it's the power of the people.
Okay.
So that's why we have a lot of partners. You know, like I think there are partners too that we have with us that they are also have more expertise in these changes. And I think one of the thing is the Grand Challenge is doing is motivating people to finding an opportunity to get their voice heard.
What are you going to be watching for over the next 3 years of this 10-year effort?
So the first thing, our first 3 years, is just to see how we were able to get the buy-in and the change in systems, like how many schools really adopted our Health Smart guidelines and became designated and really improved their food cafeteria, gave like exercise time for the kids, changed their vending machine, doing well screen for the kids. If we were able to get work sites like Alabama Power, like your office here, to decide we're going to be Health Smart, WBHM, these are the three keys for us. If people physically active, eating healthy, participate in wellness and prevention, those three things cut across all the chronic diseases.
That was UAB Professor Mona Fouad. She leads the Live Health Smart Alabama Project. It won the inaugural UAB Grand Challenge competition. Also want to note, UAB does hold WBHM's broadcast license, but the news and business departments operate independently.